It's all about who is that girl? Well, she's really trying to break some international records with what she does, you know, passionately, but also for a cause. She's an anti-human trafficking activist who achieves crazy feats to raise awareness and money for the anti-human trafficking project called Love Justice. She's also famously known as the Rope Runner, and she's got a couple of accolades under her belt with this rope running, but she's chasing a Guinness World Record. Her real name, Marissa Groeneveld. Welcome to the show.
Very much.
It's so good to have you. I think a few people have asked me, like, does she really skip? Does she really?
Yeah, the answer is yes. I skip and run combined. That's true. So yes, all of those people wondering. It actually happens.
That's so crazy. So let's go back to the beginning. How did you get into this rope running and now become known as the Rope Runner?
That's a good question, Carol. So it literally started a year ago.
Yeah.
So this is the 1 year anniversary for the Rope Runner.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I started just by skipping in the gym, and I am a creature of variety, so it got a bit boring. And I thought to myself, why not add some distance to this? You know, why not just run a little bit? And I could do it, and it seemed fairly easy. So I added a kilometer, and then 5, and then 8. And this all sounds, oh, it was a breeze. It was hard work, and I needed to like bite and grin. But eventually, it became easier and easier. And then the Rope Runner was born.
What was the first race you took on?
Official race was the Umhlanga, I think it was a 10K run in Umhlanga. I forget the name now, apologies.
Okay.
And that was merely to see how I would navigate through a load of runners and not whack them with my rope.
The rope, yes.
To see if this is, you know, if this is something that I can do. And it was such a successful run, and people were so encouraging and supportive. It really was a breakthrough moment for me.
So basically, for a runner, they burn 1,000 calories. You burn 5,000 because you're skipping.
I think so.
I absolutely love it. So I'm trying to envision what it looks like. Is it you literally running and skipping at the same time the whole time, or do you stop skipping and then run a little bit and then skip, or how do you navigate this process of rope running?
So it's running consistently, and it's one the whole time. It's not these long skip, 1-2 long skip. It's literally every step that you run with skipping. It's like skipping in the gym, just adding distance to it.
Wow.
And yeah, that's, I guess, rope running. I deem it rope running now. Yeah.
Wow. And like injuries, because like, you know, with skipping, I mean, when I try, the earth shakes, number one. And then on top of it, like, it's easy to, you know, misstepping and then.
Yeah.
How's that been?
So injuries, no. I have a few niggles that just comes in with excessive training. And any guy, girl training for big runs coming up will tell you that they feel their calf or their knee or their hip or something. So I'm dealing with that currently. Funnily enough, nothing on my shoulders, back or arms. It's just the legs, which is quite crazy.
That's crazy.
But no, I'm very blessed to say that no injuries.
Staying with crazy, you are chasing a Guinness World Record.
Correct.
Yes. All right. How do you plan to get this? Because I believe nobody's done this skipping and running thing.
Yes. So to be fair, I'm waiting for them to kind of tell me what their requirements are, because this is not even written in their books yet. It's not like I'm chasing an existing record.
Right. You are creating an entire category.
I'm creating it. Yeah, exactly.
I love that.
So I'm waiting for them for feedback, because I will be taking on my first marathon in 2.5 weeks.
Wow.
And I need to know from them what are their requirements. And yes, after that will be 2 Oceans and then Comrades. So effectively, it will be 3 Guinness World Records in the year.
Okay, hold on a minute now. Hold on. I heard 2 Oceans. I heard Comrades. All in this year.
All in this year, yes.
So your first marathon will be which one?
It's the Cape Peninsula, Bulwyn Sport Cape Peninsula
that
Marathon.
That is how far?
42 kilometers.
And then after the 42, you're going to do 2 Oceans, which is 50 something.
Yeah, so the total sports 2 Oceans is 56, if I'm correct.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's really good training for Comrades. Like, these are.
Then from there, you're just somewhat going to go Durban to Pietermaritzburg.
Because that's what crazy people do.
Now, you not just do it because you're crazy, you do it for a cause. And
absolutely,
a very, very, very important cause, which we're going to get into in our second part. We'll We'll find out why you're doing it and how can people get involved in raising more awareness around why you're doing this. Because as much as it's fun, it's a cause and it's a special, special cause and an important one. So we'll get to that. Also, whilst we take a break, ponder motivation. You know, you've decided to do something that's completely out of the box. Going to Guinness World Record and saying, I want you to create a new category. Audacious. I love it. I want you to tell us how we can all be that audacious and find room and space to grow and chase dreams and just, you know, do things we love and make it bigger and bigger and bigger. I love 100%. It. So we're going to chat to you about that. If you've got any questions, Marissa Groenewald is in studio, a.k.a. The Rope Runner. She is going to be running Comrades Two Oceans and the Bowen Race all in like the space of like 6 months. With a skipping rope. I cannot. More with her next.
Carol Ofori, KZN's number one hit music station, East Coast Radio.
This music from Zayo, it's called Blue Eyes on KZN's number one hit music station. That's East Coast Radio. If you're just joining us, hi. Today, Tom Queen, Carol Ofori. It's a Wednesday, one of my favorite days of the week, where we sit with a woman who's just trailblazing and living her life. And through living her life, she inspires us to do more, want more, give more, share more. And we love that. So today we have The Rope Runner. Her real name is, of course, Marissa Groenewald. And she's planning to take on some mega races, including the Comrades Marathon, via rope running. And as I mentioned, if you missed the first part, it's not just Jay. She just rope runs for fun. There's a whole cause behind what she does. Marissa, we have a question. So I'm going to throw the question if you got the headphones on, okay? Here's our question.
Hi. My name is Brad.
Hi, Brad.
I just want to find out with your marathons, how do you skip with so many people around you?
Interesting one. How do you skip with so many people around you?
That's a great question. So this was the reason for kind of sussing it out at the 10K when I did the official run, was to kind of stay on the side, shimmy to the side, and run ahead so that when people see me, they kind of naturally run around me, and this is exactly what happened. So at the Bulwyn Sport Cape Peninsula Marathon that I'll be doing, I'll have a head start and I will wear high vis cap, belt, jacket, socks. Everybody would be able to see me. Mm-hmm. And in that, I'm hoping that staying at the side, people will be able to run around me and see, because naturally you're not going to run into trouble. So run around. And I have had no one run into me or whack anybody. So I'm trusting that people will be aware as well, you know.
I love that. Okay, so let's talk about why you do this. It's an important cause. It's all got to do with anti-human trafficking.
Correct.
Talk to us.
Thank you. Yes. So I've partnered with a beautiful organization called Love Justice International. Mm-hmm. Currently they are in 20 countries in the world, and they fight against human trafficking and creating awareness. And how they do it is by doing something completely unique, which is transit monitoring, where they intercept the victims before they cross borders or get sold, etc. So this is catching them and restoring them to their families before harm gets to them, which is a wonderful and breakthrough cause.
Yeah, it's scary, you know. We hear of so many stories, children vanishing, women vanishing.
Correct.
Houses with naked people being found. Yeah. It just happened just the other day.
Yes, Carol.
And they were all human trafficked into South Africa. Correct. And we kind of live amongst this world, within this world, unaware of the evils that are amongst us.
Correct, yeah.
You know, so this is a very important cause. Love Justice.
Correct.
So I'm listening to you now. I'm like, I want to support Marissa. I human trafficking is close to my heart. How do I support you?
You can go to my social media pages, specifically Instagram. I'm quite active on there. And the donation page is on the Instagram page. So you can just follow the link. And that'll also take you to the Love Justice page that has gone live. And with that, you can donate. But there's also a Zapper code for South Africans to make it easier that you can Zapper, and that goes directly into their funds.
Now, you were telling me that you are planning to raise at least 500,000 Rand.
Correct.
And what does that 500,000 Rand do?
So, believe it or not, 500,000 Rand only saves about 200 lives, but it's 200 lives that would have perished otherwise. A life costs 2,500 Rand. And I thought to myself, you know what, Marissa, if you can get 1,000 or 500 companies on board, and they each donate 1,000 Rand. That's nothing for these companies, you know, supporting a great cause and saving a human life. But as I told you earlier, it's not just by that. Even if you feel like you can't give anything, by creating awareness, by telling people about this, and they are able to donate, we all are saving the lives together. I'm just the forerunner, excuse the pun, but everybody supporting is also saving lives because they get involved.
So why is human trafficking your particular cause?
My mother used to be in human trafficking, anti-human trafficking in Asia, and they restored ladies that were trafficked back into society by teaching them how to work with their hands, etc., and do noble things. And through that, I got the exposure. And only through that, I learned also that South Africa's fourth biggest human trafficker in the world. Mm. And people don't know this. And I thought, you know what, if I was going to support a cause, this would be the one because it's very close to my heart. And I would know how it feels to have one of my children being stolen forever and you don't know what's going on. Yeah. So that's why.
It's a scary, scary thing, but we take our hats off to you for doing what you do.
Thank you.
Lastly, Marissa, inspire us. You are chasing a Guinness World Record. You're going to take on 3 marathons in less than 6 months. What's your words of inspiration for us to chase our dreams?
So, you know, Carol, for me, it is no matter how big or small your specific dream is, you have to cancel out the noise of the naysayers. And even you can't be building yourself up on support or negativity. You need to follow your dreams. And if you put your heart and your head to that, even if it's small or insurmountable in other people's minds, when you decide to do it and you commit to it and you put in the work, you can achieve it. Literally, you can achieve anything possible if you just decide this is the day that I'm going to start. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is human impossible for me to potentially take this on. However, I have put in the work and I have had the motivation, and in my mind, I feel I'm strong enough to take this on and hopefully inspire people to just live their dreams and, you know, be thick-skinned and soft-hearted for people's opinions.
I love that. Yay! Thank you so much, Marissa Groenewald, the Rope Runner. Donations can be made, lovejustice.ngo. Otherwise, follow her, the Rope Runner, on social media. Good luck. Rory's running, comrades. He'll run past you whilst you're skipping there.
Indeed.
And I hope you get that 500K. Actually, make it $1 million, darling.
Why not?
Big.
Yes.
Yeah, dream big.
I love that. Yes.
And keep just shining and being yourself. Well
Thank
done.
You.
Thank you so, so much.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
There we go. The Rope Runner, Marissa Groenewald.
Hi, Carol. Shanice here from Pietermaritzburg. I just, no questions for Marissa. Just kudos to her for what she is doing and for the course she is standing solid on. On Saturday, I think it was Saturday, I was sitting in Hillcrest at a restaurant type thing, and with my husband having lunch because we were there for work. And I'm almost sure it was her who ran past us, past the robot at Mr. Price. And I was like, guys, the heat, and this lady that is skipping, not just running past us, running and skipping at the same time. And I'm sitting there about to shove a slice of pizza into my mouth. And I'm like, this can't be real. But kudos to her. Keep up the good work and stand on what you are standing for. Stand solid.
Carol Ofori, KZN's number one hit music station, East Coast Radio.